Genetically modified crops. Monsanto's Roundup Ready contains glyphosate, which may be toxic to humans according to a new report. The chemical herbicide is found in approximately 750 commercial products currently sold in the United States. Weed killers such as the top seller offered by biotech giant Monsanto reportedly infiltrate the ground and accumulate inside mammals, particularly in the bones. When helpful microorganisms inside the gut of humans are disrupted, the immune system is reportedly compromised. Glyphosate also reportedly hinders cellular detoxification after it is absorbed inside the body of mammals. A review of the chemical by Natural News also states that the herbicide component annihilates the building blocks of life inside plants by ripping amino acids apart. The shikimate pathway in microorganisms in plants is reportedly disrupted by one of the primary ingredients in Monsanto's Roundup Ready and other products containing the same chemical. When glyphosate is mixed with some other chemical ingredients, its harmful strength is reportedly increased. The Roundup Ready ingredient is often combined with foaming agents and surfactants which permit the mixture to penetrate plant leaves. The ability to utilize glyphosate has allegedly inspired scientists to create Roundup Ready seeds. The genetically modified seeds have the ability to resist the powers of Monsanto's Roundup Ready weed killer, enabling them to grow even when the chemical spray touches upon their tiny little sprouts. GMO seeds and genetically engineered food in general have allowed companies like Monsanto to virtually dominate the world food market. Poor third world nations are led to believe that GMO seeds are the way to go when attempting to feed a population both quickly and cheaply. Farmers both here in the United States and abroad are being taught that chemical weed killers like Roundup Ready and GMO seeds are the only way to go when hoping to generate a productive yield and turn a profit. New survival seed bank lets you plant a full-acre crisis garden. The long-standing theory that weeds must be pulled from a garden or field of crops couldn't be more wrong. As Secret Garden of Survival author Rick Austin previously noted in off-the-grid news interviews, weeds play an important role in plant growth. Despite my husband's vocal misgivings, I applied Austin's Weeds Are Good Idea with our backyard garden this year. I could not be happier with the results. Keeping the hoe out of the hands of my sweet husband, wonderful father-in-law, and favorite cousin has been an ongoing battle. We have quite a healthy and strong producing garden. Rick Austin had this to say about weeds when discussing why Roundup Ready is not necessary to successfully grow your own healthy produce. The truth of the matter is that weeds are nature's way of replenishing soil that is depleted and without ingredients and microorganisms. Nature hates a vacuum. In the natural course of things, weeds are the first thing to go into an area that has been devastated after a fire or clear cutting, for example. Weeds live and thrive when no other plants will. A difficult bare patch of soil with an annual crop like corn needs the benefits of the natural role weeds play. Weeds are stronger and healthier, and try to take the crappy soil and turn it into something that other plants can use in the future. They break up soil that may be too hard or compact. They make the soil better and allow water to get into the ground. The human body was not designed to digest all the chemicals and genetically modified foods so many Americans now consume on a daily basis. We all know that tossing a candy bar into your mouth on a regular basis is not a healthy habit, but far too few realize that eating an apple a day could be even more harmful, depending upon the seed and chemicals used to grow the shiny red fruit. Glyphosate organic growers and local farmers market are being squeezed out of the market by biotech companies like Monsanto. Roundup Ready style sprays do not exist in a vacuum. The chemicals are absorbed into the soil. Bees and birds which pollinate and nibble on the plants carry the chemicals elsewhere. Natural weather fluctuations such as high winds and flood waters may also spread chemical herbicides from an industrial farm into a neighboring organic produce growing area. As previously reported by Off the Grid News, Monsanto recently held a bee summit with keepers from around the country to discuss the steep decreases in the honeybee population in North America. Bee health is rapidly becoming an important issue among not just the folks who keep bees and those who adore honey, but to anyone who wants to continue living, eating, and breathing on the planet. Many feel that a connection exists between colony collapse disorder and Monsanto's Roundup Ready. Monsanto bee researcher Jerry Hayes had this to say about the recent bee health summit. "The goal in my mind was pretty simple, to connect the beekeeping industry more closely to Monsanto, and to connect Monsanto more closely to the beekeeping industry. They've heard all the big scary stuff about the company. We want to raise their comfort level." Those of us who abhor Roundup Ready and GMO seeds will likely never believe that Monsanto and beekeepers will ever become best friends. Biotech company officials also used the recent Bee Health Summit to denounce rumors that they were attempting to develop a Roundup Ready queen bee. European researchers reportedly feel that if the declining bee population is not corrected soon, we will be living on a planet without the pollinators very soon. Before the mid-1980s, detectable glyphosate levels were virtually non-existent in animals. Just a few years later, the presence of the chemical began appearing in the eggs, milk, fat, and meat tissue of animals. During this era, the EPA decided that tolerable glyphosate levels in mammals should be set at half a part per million. The Environmental Protection Agency went on to create an acceptable daily glyphosate intake for human consumption, 0.10 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. In 1993, the daily consumption rate was renamed as a reference dose and had increased 20-fold to 2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. An excerpt from the Natural News Glyphosate Report. According to the nonprofit group Beyond Pesticides, in May of 2013, the EPA ruled to double allowable limits for glyphosate in several key crops, increasing the limits for glyphosate exposure to 100 parts per million (ppm) in crops grown for animal feed, and 40 parts per million in oilseed crops. An intelligent individual would think that the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, would be delving deeply into an investigation about the possible dangerous impact of chemical herbicides like glyphosate found in Roundup Ready-style products. Such an in-depth review is not currently underway and will not likely be initiated anytime in the near future. During the Obama administration, a whole host of former Monsanto officials have been appointed to positions of authority within the EPA, USDA, and other key federal agencies. Food shock.